From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The ranch fire has now grown to about 280,000 acres, and combined with the river fire's 49,000, they add up to a 328,000 acre total for the Mendocino Complex fire. The ranch fire 58% contained, the river fire at 92% containment. Firefighter injuries remain at 2. There are no civilian injuries. 139 homes, 119 other structures have been destroyed. 1,500 are now threatened. The northwest corner of the ranch fire remained very active on Sunday. The northeast corner of the fire remained active as well. And both corners are proving to be very challenging. The hot weather and wind continue to drive the fire north in both directions. The heavy smoke from an active fire and terrain limit the ability to find access points for direct attack on the fire front. The northern fire front will continue to be a priority for fire suppression resources. Air attack continuing to fly as visibility and weather permits. The river fire had little movement Sunday. Suppression repair along with patrol continuing on the river fire. Humboldt Bay fire crews were called out to a fire Saturday on West Clark Street. First arriving engine found neighbors trying to put out the fire outside of a laundry room with garden hoses. The engine companies made a fire attack on the side of the structure at the laundry room and found that the fire had breached into the kitchen and the attic area above the main portion of the house. The fire damaged the roof structure to the point that it was sagging in the middle, which extended the time it took to put the fire out. After about an hour, the fire was brought under control. No one was home at the time of that fire. The origin is in the laundry room. The exact cause, though, has yet to be determined. Well, they wanted to grow pot but hadn't finished the process to do so legally. Late last week, officers from the Rio del Police Department served a search warrant on a parcel located off of Northwestern Avenue. The owner of the property had applied to the city for a conditional use permit to cultivate marijuana on the property, but had failed to follow through with any of the conditions, including taking part in the track and trace program. Rather than allow the marijuana to enter the black market, police elected to seize and destroy 581 flowering marijuana plants, 818 drying pot plants. Friday night flicks at the Arcata Ballpark continuing this week. On Friday, moviegoers will have the opportunity to view Steven Spielberg's classic E.T. Also on Friday the 24th, Wes Anderson's stop-motion animated film Isle of Dogs will be featured. Arcata Ballpark at 888 F Street. Gates open at 7:30 p.m. for both showings. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.